Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls. It's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese Podcast, and this is The Shred for the first week of April 2024. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today by JobCase, the online community where workers of all kinds, like hourly employees, tradespeople, and healthcare technicians, access jobs, make connections, and support each other in every aspect of their work life. JobCase has over 100 million workers on the platform, so if you need to hire, you need to talk to JobCase today. Learn more by going to jobcase.com/hire. That's jobcase.com/hire. And now to the news in no particular order. London-based MetaView has secured 6.4 million euros in funding led by Plural. The company says it automates note-taking, analysis, and summary generation, reducing administrative burden by 20 hours per hire. The investment will fuel product development and team expansion, targeting enhanced hiring workflows and informed decisions. Founded in 2018, the company employs 24 people.
Another one.
Steve Cox is the new CEO of Massachusetts-based Employ Inc., succeeding Pete Lampson. He has over 25 years of experience, but none of it in our industry, so good luck with that. Partnering with K1 Investment Management, Cox seeks to scale the organization, focusing on empowering recruiters and hiring managers. In case you missed it, Employ owns Jazz HR, Lever, JobVite, and Next Thing RPO. Founded in 2022, the company employs 1,109 people.
Another one.
San Francisco-based Float Health Inc., a provider of on-demand home infusion nurses, has secured $10 million in Series A funding, reaching a total of $15 million. Founded by former ER nurse Ryan Johnson and COO Christy Johnson, Float partners with major pharmacies to deliver nursing services. Founded in 2021, the company employs 55 people.
Another one.
Tennessee-based Luttrell Staffing Group has acquired Sierra Employment Services, Inc., a California-based staffing provider, to expand its operations and client base. Sierra, previously known as Mammoth Employment Services, offers staffing for various sectors. The acquisition aims to strengthen Luttrell's presence in Eastern California. Terms of the deal remain undisclosed. Founded in 2002, Sierra Employment Services employs 6 people, while Luttrell Staffing, founded in 1993, employs 351 folks.
Another one.
LA-based Inner AI has secured $2.4 million in pre-seed funding, led by Canary, with participation from LASP Capital and others. Their AI-native workspace aims to solve inefficiencies in content creation, leveraging AI for enhanced productivity. Features include templates, readability tools, avatar, and semantic search. Founded in 2023, the company employs 11 people.
Another one.
San Francisco-based Sesso has secured $26 million in Series B funding. The company aims to address labor shortages in farming, facilitating connections between workers and growers while providing software for farm management. With the funding, the Agricultural Workforce Management Platform plans to enhance its offerings with AI-driven payroll, banking solutions for farm workers, and a specialized HR platform. Founded back in 2019, the company employs 103 people.
Another one.
Modal, a San Mateo-based data and analytics skills development platform, has secured $25 million in Series A funding, led by Left Lane Capital and Ensemble VC. Co-founded by former Udemy executives, Modal plans to enhance its platform, expand market reach, and recruit talent with the new infusion of cash. Founded in 2021, the company employs 197 people.
Another one.
LinkedIn is reportedly introducing a TikTok-style video feature currently in testing. This option will enable users to discover timely and relevant videos more easily. The feature will be accessible next to the home button on the app's navigation bar, resembling the format of TikTok and Instagram Reels. LinkedIn, founded in 2002, employs a little over 25,000 people.
Another one.
And lastly, Indeed has introduced an AI-powered work experience writer for profiles and multiple resume support, as well as smart sourcing suites for recruiters that include AI summaries and messaging tools. Indeed aims to streamline hiring, emphasizing tailored job matches and reduced irrelevant outreach. Founded in 2004, Indeed employs 18,674 people. Guys, all employee data is provided by our friends at LinkedIn. Be sure to tune into the weekly show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. Big thanks to JobCase for supporting The Shred. No matter the size of your company, you can quickly find great workers in the JobCase community. Whether you need one employee around the corner or want to hire hundreds across the country, JobCase helps you find the right people and fast. Hit up jobcase.com/hire today for more info. Again, that's jobcase.com/hire. Cheeseman out.
Adios, turd nuggets.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.